from where?
This is November the 12th, 1995. We have a business meeting. Greetings, Commander.
Are we? All right.
Yes.
He knew I was going to yell anyway. I come in light. And I come amidst all of the pulses that are being directed crisscross across your globe. They're turning on segments of the grid that have already been tested, and they're starting on the opposite side of your globe, which is really very good for you. You have to know that this morning is as important a day in your nation as you will ever know. Ever know. It will seem that others will be greater. And I'm sure that Soltec, Cortan, and some of my compatriots would argue the point. But I'm talking about importance, not greater than, or more special than. I'm talking about importance. You see, when we use the term important, we have to remember its definition. It doesn't mean great. It means exactly what it says, important. The greatest impact on the history of mankind is taking place as the Russians and the United States of America join forces. I rather enjoy watching it because the higher they go, the much harder they'll fall. On the other hand, to get outside the grid system puts a computerized, which is already functioning actually, but it hooks up the remainder of the grid. The Russian, what we will call the white Russians versus the black Russians, simply because those are already historical terms, aren't going to tolerate it. They have pushed your nation into a corner. As of Tuesday morning, if anybody keeps their word, and it looks like maybe this time they will, because they want to shut down part of the government, and the only way they can do it is to shut down the government. And I ask all of you, what's going to happen? They've already made their plans. They won't process any new Social Security checks. I would expect that anyone utilizing food stamps better pay attention and use them up if you have some, simply because as of the shakeout, you're going to be shaken down. And they will change as many systems as they can make hay out of during this bad period of time. Now, all of this, they say, comes because, oh, well, the budget this and the budget that, and we're not going to raise the debt. What are they talking about? You're already $4, $5, $8 trillion into debt. What are they talking about? They're talking about control. And it's beyond that point. The point is that on Tuesday morning, your nation goes into international default on all debts. That's going to bring a lot of pain and agony and misery. Haven't you noticed the banks all trying to get their mergers made and everything? This is a turning point in the history of the world. Is it necessarily bad? Oh, indeed. As far as you can consider from a human standpoint, physical, mortal. For the soul of mankind, it probably is the greatest thing that will ever happen to you. And people are going to start making their choices. And I'm really getting irritated. I'm tired of my people having to take the brunt of everybody's inability to either understand, quibble, argue, or just think, I won't do anything. And I'll start with wherever it is, this thing. This one thing from George Abbott has been going on for a solid year, and the Institute is being billed at least $5,000 a month plus all of the CLC expenses. So let's just say it is costing $10,000 a month to do zip. Now, Nora has petitioned me about whether or not she should respond to Ron Jackson and take her writings, now bring them down to fit on his fax network on the Freemasonries. No. I have nothing against information going out on fax networks. But as long as we are still paying for the confounded fax network, I resent it. And I think maybe she's going to enjoy practicing law. And I wrote a rather cryptic message this morning. And I don't mean cryptic as in crypto. It's not coded. You'll all understand it. I am really aggravated that I have to suck my people in again, even to disallowing their own children to visit because the adversary's after my people again with bullets. And I'm not tolerating it well. Not while all this other garbage continues. Now, we can do one or the other. We can either inform this world, or we can go fight our own legal battles. But it seems to me, after all these hundreds of thousands of dollars poured into legal defense and offense, we should be able to do something besides watch our attorneys have martinis with the judges that rule against us. I'm going to ask EJ to read this morning's in just a minute so that you know what in the hell hit you. But we're going to talk about this. And I want John Schrafer to listen to this. Eleanor E. Schrafer. And I'm going to stop right there and say that in this paper filed with the court of Nevada, this man has called her Elizabeth E., Eleanor F., Eleanor E., and he gets away with it. And our lawyers let him, and I'm offline. Did I yell too loud? Or
I shut you down a little bit.
Well, overly. How can I puncture her balloon that's going to blow up all over you if I don't let her exhaust some of this? It says Eleanor E. Schrafer, for herself and for the Eleanor Schrafer Family Trust and for Teja, Inc., a Nevada corporation, and Leon Fort, for himself and for Infinite Balance, Inc., a Nevada corporation, plaintiffs. Now that means that you guys... And you see, he's left out some stuff. He named John Schrafer in the prior edition of this. Well, you can't just name and drop and do all this stuff. Heaven forbid in your legal system you can get away with doing something that simple. So right there you have a case for throwing this garbage out. Now, how could he do this? He could do it because Leon gave him a power of attorney. He didn't even have to call Leon to do any of these. And this is about the fifth one over this same issue. But this last one prior to this paper is the one that brings in RICO charges. Those are felony, criminal, conspiracy, fraud. These are felonies. Felonies. Now, while I read this, I want you to remember that United States citizens under the Constitution can go to court on their own, file papers, and fight their own case, regardless of whether the judge tells you you can or not. You see, Judge Jason Brent informed the Eckers they had to have an attorney. And when they couldn't get an attorney in time that could show up, to file a motion, they had to go again. And they were so penalized by not having an attorney that was the case upon which Mr. Horn took it to appeal. And you got then a federal magistrate who said, these people are citizens of the United States of America, and whether you like it or not, Mr. Horn, they have a constitutional right to defend themselves. Case dismissed. And 7.5 years later, we're still waiting to be heard. Rick filed a case. It got served. Hallelujah. Against all odds, it got served. And Miss Desiree is having a breakdown. But not as much as Mr. Green. So Rick has walked that first step for you. He knows how it's done. But the law says that if you are a corporation, you have to have an attorney. Now, you think Mr. Abbott doesn't know that? So down here at the bottom, it's versus. The defendants are the Phoenix Institute for Research and Education Limited, a Nevada corporation. Okay, let's put him over there now with Mr. Ellie. All of the rest of you in here should have a suit against that man, and unfortunately, and please tell Leon it is not personal, you are going to have to name Leon Fort. He's put himself on this paper. I don't know what we do about John. But because of the other filings of this idiot, he named John. Well, I'm sure we're going to go in with John on behalf of John. This is how nuts this is. And it has gone on for a year and a half. He wants to put the Institute into receivership and have some claim to the gold that George Green stole. Now, I want to know a lot of things, like why nobody has gone to the sheriff again here. You lost the case. The sheriff says, well, we can't do anything because the gold is safely in the court's hands. It is in the court's hands. You lost the case. That is theft. That is grand felony theft. But just back to this little one that goes on and on and on and on, like an eczema you can't scratch. He names E.J. Ecker, Doris Ecker, and then in the body of his, it always goes Phoenix Ecker Ecker. C. Gene Dixon, Robert E. Dickey. Robert Dickey has even gone to court on this case. and got the court changed to a different judge because of this. He won. This man is nuts. Rod Ince. And he knows, this man, our enemy, knows that Mr. Ince changed his name. Just the rest of you didn't. E-N-Z, a.k.a. E-N-C-E. Nora Peggy Boyles. Jennifer Abelson. I believe that must be Court's Jenny Christie. Edward J. Cleary. Mitchell A. Jaffe. Brent Moorhead, Court W. Christie, as well as Carson Capital Corporation and Nevada Corporation, Doe Corporations 1 through 10, and Roe Individuals A through J, of which one of the A through J is Rick Martin. Are we going to continue to play this game, or are we going to put a stop to it? The only way to put a real hot stop to this is for every one of you named individuals to file a suit. We get credit. Acker Acker gets a lot of credit for manipulating. Remember Jason Brent? In his 35 years of practice, the Acker Ackers manipulated the court more than any people he had ever come across. All they wanted to do was live in their house. They didn't realize they had an alternative. Well, you have an alternative now, my friends. After 8 years, how many lessons do you have to learn before you realize, and I wish Daylene was here, because she got a ticket for running her boat in a circle, for goodness sakes, instead of pulling her tuber or her tube or whatever, in a straight line. And it looked dangerous. So she went to court and said, Your Honor, there is no law. She did her homework. Scared to death. And guess what the judge did? Said, well, it was dangerous and you have a ticket. And she said, well, I'm going to fight it. I want a trial. The only thing wrong is she didn't demand a trial by jury. Because he promptly doubled the fine. Pay me $450, but I didn't do anything. Well, you come back and it's going to be $900. And I believe it got up to $950, so she went into court. And after they tell you to come in and then you wait all day till you're the last case, then you get up and she is panicked because she thinks she's got to have an attorney. She'd rather pay $1,000 to an attorney than pay it to the court. B.S. I can't do it. And so what did you say? A citizen can get away with more than any attorney can in a courtroom. She would have been in contempt of court and thrown into jail had she been an attorney. Because this guy's trying to entertain whoever's left in the courtroom. So he gives all of these examples. Well, what if you were driving on the freeway? I was on the lake. Well, just what if you were on the freeway going 85 miles an hour? And she said, I wouldn't be because the speed limit's 55. And that's against the law to go 85. Well, some kid in Alaska got thrown off a tube and got hurt. I'm not in Alaska. And the rules were posted on the lake. It says tubing is absolutely permissible on this lake. Well, don't you think it is negligent and irresponsible to drive? I think in a not unlawful, he was very careful not to use unlawful, but dangerous way. She had an adult on the tube. She was not going fast at all. They had waited until the lake was cleared and they were going to put the boats away. She had no children. Well, but what if you went out in a boat and you had 29 people? Would that be dangerous and negligent? Well, if the boat won't hold 29 people, it's against the law, so I certainly wouldn't have them in there. Well, what if you had children in there and they had no life vest? And she said, that would be negligent and illegal. You must have life vests for all people aboard your boat. I am not negligent. I was not driving or using the boat in a dangerous manner. Now he's getting mad. And then he says, well, these are the rules and the laws of this lake. No, they're not. Your Honor, I went to the sergeant in charge, and there is no law. Well, ignorance, and she said, I am not ignorant. And she read the law to him. Now he is really angry. And she said, I want to know what my recourse is. I didn't realize I would need a jury. How do I get a jury trial? And of course, he has to tell her then that she can't appeal. So he tells her that you can appeal within 30 days. But the law is 10 days. Now what's she going to do? 10 days gone. Now she tries calling the court. This was over in beautiful downtown Taft. She tries calling the court. You can't appeal without a transcript. There isn't a transcript. It was put on tape, and tapes are unacceptable. I want a transcript. We don't have facilities for doing transcripts. What is this? What is this? You people are so scared that you won't go and write a paper and stand up to these criminals? We'll talk about it again after you read it. I'm sorry. We have to have these meetings. I don't know what to do. I will say this. God bless you who came from out of town, because I had the hardest time that I have ever had trying to get my speaker down here today. There gets to be the limit. They wiped out her program on the computer last night. EJ worked half the night just to get it in. They have now locked into her computer so that they can control it. Before, they couldn't because she was on alternative energy. And this morning, all of the nice, interesting pictures come up on the screen instead of the program. They're getting rough. And I'm getting mad. And we played long enough. We played long enough with these lawyers. And then everybody throws up their hands. Oh, this is our fifth lawyer. Let's not. This man, in his last document in answer to this, was doing really good. You've got all of the documents. You have the very documents that George Green signed for John and Eleanor Schrafer as their trustee. Those got stolen, you see, but lawyers have them. Patricia has a set that I guess now is with the CLC, but nobody uses them. You have the checks made out to George Green from the Schreffers, but nobody uses them. What are we doing? And so you get down to the bottom, and the man says, Abbott has no case. And then he says, we want sanctions and we want something and we feel that we should or require that Mr. Abbott restructure his paperwork. In other words, let's give them permission to keep this thing going another 2 years. It's called retirement insurance. Well, maybe some of these attorneys would like to pay the bill for a while. We'll have to consider some of these alternatives.
Sunday, November the 12th, 1995. Dorma, watch what your computer is doing. Write your program often, because our friends have now accessed the control. This is fine, for they have had access to reading data all along. Just realize you're monitored, and they can scramble your programming. You will, however, be getting some messages through this conduit, so pay attention when things go wrong, or you get power interruptions, because you, being on alternate power, should not have interruptions or flickers. Parts of the grid network are operating, and there is a bit of a play for control going on. All you need to do is pay attention as the games get a bit more close to home. I expect you and EJ to be awake, alert, and listening for my contact at any unexpected time. The last delay reason given for the shuttle is the best yet, and must be noted. Quote, other emergency landing areas such as Morocco were experiencing bad weather. This is garbage, but they never blink an eye and nobody notices. You may well have a few bad days along here because the beast is flailing about as they are being restricted in their outright lies and are showing frustration. And no, you do not want to know. If you listen to the vignette box, however, you will be able to pinpoint the coded areas and figure out what is taking place and where the big boys are having problems. Not with the shuttle, but with the banksters and the CIA trade unions. The kitchen heat is rising, so everyone had better take a good look and see how much courage is reserved for these days, because I cannot play further games with our inner circle of quarreling geese. If ones break the law, then call the law and stop the quaggling. No one may just walk away from stealing from us, conspiring against us to destroy us, or lie, cheat, and steal their way through our work. Every assault will very definitely and abruptly be countered and the fact reported into open hearing. I trust that Leon knows he is a continuing adversary, because Mr. Abbott never slows up and the accusations and filed court documents get worse and worse, and this makes both Abbott and his clients, Fort, Schreffer et al., look like crazies from outer Mongolia, Mongolian idiots. I don't know why you're having trouble with this man, other than the whole judicial system is sick. Attorneys are trained to delay and never end a case. You don't get paid if you end a case. Well, some are not going to get paid if they keep going without cause. Get these things settled, or we will not only have to leave the CLC shut down to outside people, but we'll literally have to disband it. Where do people think money comes from? There is no magic here, and the resources continue to be tied up with the damned attorney games. These atrocious attorney fees for nothing that shows are going to stop, and frankly, I cannot see why are gone so many weeks without even so much as a contact with Ince to get back our property. He has the large equipment in a neighbor's lot out near the farm and a storage house full of our things. Go get them and take the police with you so that there are no misunderstandings. I am weary of trying to get you through minimal survival and continue to have to deal with these things. I hate to disillusion you, children, but I am not your keeper, nor do I need to do anything about you or your soul. You are faced with a nation going into international default come Tuesday morning. You as a nation are already bankrupt, but it will be collection time. Do you somehow think Israel will give you back or refuse to collect this year's annual $3 billion in cash? They have their own internal war to fight now. You, as a nation, are in the worst trouble you have ever faced as a nation. I want to, further, know why it has been many months since I asked for the case by Doris against Greens and IM and America West. Now, where in the dickens is the case? I think it was left with Brad Ellie, although I cannot for the life of me understand why. We cannot afford attorneys where we already have in-house counsel. Brad has just offered the court a way to not inconvenience Mr. Abbott, and I don't like it, not even a little bitty bit. Don't you legal people understand? The system is about to explode, and they still hold our assets. I want charges for theft brought against Green, and I don't understand why no one goes to the law. How can a man walk away, move to another state, and heist $500,000 in gold and not even be interrogated? This is ludicrous. I don't understand how you can allow any of this garbage to continue. I want to know why the papers are not presented to the court showing that Green was Schrepfer's trust person and the notes, too, were stolen, but ended up with Patricia and Horton Abbott. How can this go on and on like the ever-ready rabbit and nobody uses the evidence available? Abbott is suing Ecker-Ecker for those cases. Fine, perhaps Ecker-Ecker had better take the case and we can wrap it up. You have evidence of their own making to incarcerate these people, and Leon is caught in the middle. Worse yet, Gene does all the work, and the other attorneys get paid to argue with him. This has got to stop, for we have too much to accomplish to continue down this river washout. Look at the people being sued under the cover of Fort et al. By George Abbott, and yet it is invalid, and still, with all the information and proof available, it never gets used. What is wrong with this picture? Every individual named can represent self, and that alone knocks out the case against the Institute, for you only have to prove one case, and that was done before it started. All they are trying to do is get the Institute into receivership. What are you doing? Remember something. Even Gene Dixon was charged with RICO by this man in this case. What are you waiting for? Would it be Brad's retirement? Abbott's retirement? What is wrong with this picture? Does not Leon realize, and if not, why not, that all the people he has sued now to bring receivership and for his fees can sue him directly along with the Schrepfers and Luke Perry? Not only can they, but with the fees accruing at the rate they are, they have to do so. Abbott, under the name of Leon Fort and Eleanor Schrepfer, has charged a whole bunch of individuals with federal RICO violations. This is heavy-duty stuff, and Abbott will walk away, leaving the others to hold that bag. Who is friend and who is foe? Weeks have passed, and no one has shown Leon the necessity of stopping this nut. The damage is already done by the continuation of the case as if it were a case. Named parties have every right within the law to sue, and sue again for such ridicule and lies upon themselves, entered into the records of the Judicial System Network. These cases are hauled out every time there is a dispute over anything and written into other documents in other cases as if they are truth. Is not 100 warnings enough? Do we actually have to file personal suits against Fort to get him to understand the seriousness of his circumstances? Every named party can bring actions against him for what he has hired his attorney to perform in his name. No attorney takes responsibility for his own actions. The client is nailed every time. Worse yet for Leon, he has broadcast his holdings, if they have any value at all, to the world, and the attorneys want that amount also. How can it be that such a flaw as removing Green's name from the defendant's list is acceptable? You cannot go about randomly removing or adding participants. Fort was suing Green. Don't tell me what you think you're doing. The bottom line is that Fort and Eleanor Schrepfer are suing the Institute, trying to get it into receivership and ask for damages, as well as John's property, which they have already declared is of no value. And they don't even go to the very party who signed their documents, accepted their checks, and the papers are right there in the file. Don't tell us to understand that you didn't understand. Because you don't understand, then you are in worse trouble than you know. Because attorneys are sheltered while their work, power of attorney, gets you nailed. Remember, they are simply private club members practicing at getting everything you own. How can any of you named individuals sit still while, again, RICO charges are tossed about like chaff in the wind? Does anybody know what that means? I don't know why nobody brought charges against the Associated Press and Brandon Riley. Why don't you use those courts properly and counter this garbage and disregard for the rights of individuals? How else will you ever bring attention to this corrupted and immoral quagmire called the judicial system? I want to remind you people of something. Ecker Ecker has never lost a case yet. They have never been heard. That means that several attorneys botched the game because the Eckers have been right in every encounter, and moreover, I don't see why they do not go to battle with Abbott because he continues to name them in a case which has nothing to do with them, legally or otherwise. Remember that attorneys get paid up front. It is called a retainer. And do you think they suffer if you lose? Perish the thought. They climb on your dead bones and drink martinis with the judge who hanged you. Every attorney who passed through the court in the Simpson case is making money. The prosecution lead attorneys were given very controversial bonuses and are being paid multi-millions of dollars for writing their book about the case from their standpoint. My goodness, what is wrong with you people? And everyone goes and buys the trash and makes the gooks wealthy. Your nation is sick. Well, I've managed to make Dorma sick as well. I know the thought of taking on one more task is overload, but if we don't do it, then it obviously is not going to get done. I, too, am concerned that if we pull you from your work, we all go down in a heap because our work is the resource keeping us alive. But we can't go on with these thousands of dollars going down a drain hole in the courts before we can even consider getting actually into a court. 8 years is long enough already. Just close it down. It's all right. We will make do without the typed scripting. I can witness that you haven't time to continue on this food preparation program either, or something has to stop where we are so far behind with everything as to be totally overwhelmed. Even the Dreas need feeding. Precious, I'm sorry. I simply don't know what to do about it all. I apologize for calling a meeting this afternoon, but we have to confer. I, too, am sorry that the very ones we need are not in attendance, for this is why we have meetings, to catch up with necessary interchange. So be it. My own frustration is showing, I believe. If we get the things accomplished early enough, we will try to write a bit more before the meeting. Again, before we close, keep conscious of the computer, and if you get faint, like right now, get out of the room or at the least close down the computer and get it turned off. Like now, Dharma, is a very good time to do it.
She doesn't understand, and you ones don't understand what you're going to have facing you, and it's going to happen when you least expect it. You'll just wonder why in the world you cannot carry a thought. You'll start to do something, and the thought will go. You are under attack. And if they can, they will try to convince you you're crazy. Therefore, I want to, and then we'll stop and have some cheesecake or something to help get some of you back in balance. I will tell you something kind of funny. Paul gave Dorma a nice gift for her birthday. And she went out and spent it all up on soup, so Paul can take a bow for between she and EJ about 25 pounds. And it only took a week. Okay, we accept that applause. But she's not gotten over being mad at Joan Singer. On the same day that the recipe gets up to her house, Joan brings this chocolate cake that she felt she had to eat it all. And you ones have tried that chocolate cake, and anybody who can get more than 4 bites in your mouth, it was not on the soup diet. So she doesn't know which one to hit. Paul for ruining her cake, or thank him, you know. Now the new shirts that she got are too baggy. Now I'm in trouble. You tell me how I got into this. We have to keep our sense of humor, because all else may fail us along in here. Short of God. God will not fail us. But you have to do your job, whether you like it or you don't like it. Nobody likes to go out and carry the gun that says, bring back our stuff or we go to the law. We don't want to offend. We're from Pleiades, for goodness sakes, and that gives us 99 strikes against us out of every 100. People can use us. And I don't like talking on these subjects. I especially don't like talking on them now. We're going to get some good help from Scallion. Because he's writing on the Aetherians. Do they fit me? No. Not in the sense that he is writing and bringing in the inhabitants of Pleiades and Sirius. It all fits. And the ones from Pleiades are not necessarily Aetherians. But all of us who head the command are. That does not mean that we have to remain Aetherians. But we can certainly, quote, manipulate, end quote, you, so that we can get you aboard if we need to. And we need to, and you're coming aboard a lot, and I'm tired of hearing this. When are you going to pick us up? You know, I just dumped you down. Get off this kick. And then the letters. Oh, my. Every time somebody writes on something, you know, I get the next barrage. I need to talk to you about our products. I don't know how to get marketing done, but I know one thing. There are no other products on the market that are as suitable as ours.
Can we turn our tape?
It's a good idea. I didn't realize we'd wasted that much time already. It is so serious that I can't and I cannot continue to focus on this. Sandy has written an excellent foundation for a brochure. And yet there's no way in 20 pages that you can get it said. People think, oh, well, now silver is coming back into recognition as the only thing that's going to work with these mystery diseases or these resistant strains, medically resistant strains.